This is not a show.
Is this a show or a zoo?
Well, this is the show. This is the show.
Really? This is super!
And that's what this show is really about.
Let's begin the show by starting it.
Show? Show? Is it show? Show? Show?
Show me what you got!
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Thank God for ODOT. Thank God for all the people out there plowing our streets. I am so grateful. I can't begin to tell you how happy I am. Driving in this morning, first, thank you for tuning in and listening to the show, and you can watch it, the live stream on Rumble. How you doing, everybody? I want to thank all the people out there, all the men and women in the plow trucks, the snow removal trucks, the salt trucks, that's it. Because the roads were actually in very good shape. Very pleased. The drive in this morning for me was fine. ODOT's the best. I swear to God. I grew up in Pennsylvania, and I know what PennDOT is like, and they suck. They've always sucked. They always will suck. They're terrible. West Virginia Department of Transportation, Division of Highways, a little better than Pennsylvania. ODOT is the best. It is absolutely the best. I cannot say enough good stuff about the road maintenance for Ohio with ODOT, but also, and the snow removal and all that, but also locally. This morning, I'm just pulling into our parking lot here on Rock Hill in Bel Air, and as I'm getting out of the car, sure enough, there's a big truck, a snow plow truck. What is the right name of these things? Snow plow truck. Somebody call and tell me. Oh, if you're one of the drivers, call and tell me what the right name is of your truck, the one that has a plow and the salt that's spreading and all that kind of stuff. 740-325-1490, 740-325-1490. If you are in one of those trucks, tell me what they're called. It is a plow truck, a snow truck, a salt truck. I don't know. Anyway, so I'm getting out of my car, and sure enough, going up High Ridge Road, there's the truck, there's the plow, keeping our roads clear. Love you all. Thank you. So, and I mean that in a strictly heterosexual sort of way. Thank you all so very much for that. I appreciate it greatly. You're doing great work. Last night, I'm leaving the house. I got to go to Wheeling to the Ohio County Public Library, a great library. Amy does a wonderful job there. She is just the best. And all the people there, they're lovely people. And so, but boy, it started to snow, and it's this wet snow, big flakes that it's just nasty, soupy, it's disgusting. I had one lane of traffic right by the time I hit the Ohio Valley Mall because there was an accident there. You go down a little ways, then there was another one lane of traffic because there was another accident there. I was thinking, well, maybe I could go on 470 and loop back and come around. No, they shut off 470. I guess there's a big truck that had pulled over, turned over, God knows what else. And it was pretty much one lane going in down into Wheeling. And then on the way back, after the library, I'm going up 70 again, and another two or three accidents. ODOT has been great. The roads actually were in very, very good shape. I thought they did a terrific job. And I don't know if it's the township here on High Ridge Road or if it's the county. I just don't know who maintains it, but they did a very good job this morning. Thank you guys, appreciate it greatly. Again, what is the name? If you're one of these drivers, if you're out there listening right now, call in and tell me what's the official name of your truck. Is it a snow plow truck? Is it a salt truck? Is it a what's the right term? 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Also, tell me what the roads are like where you are right now as you're driving around. You're one of my road warriors here for Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. Yes, I'm talking to you. Don't stare at your dashboard. I'm not in your car. I'm right here talking to you through the radio. It's like, you know, like TV without pictures. All right. Give me a call and let me know what the road conditions are like where you're driving right now. If you're driving a truck, you're a delivery truck driver, or you're driving the kids to school, it's a two-hour delay for some of these, I know, or you're driving to work or wherever, let me know what the roads are like. 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Let me make sure that the phones are open here and the lines are cleared. All right, they're all cleared. So give me a call, 740-325-1490. Tell me where you are, where are you going, what are the roads like? Call me right now, 740-325-1490. Thank you, thank you, thank you again to all the road crews out there. Very, very good job, at least from everything that I could see, and appreciate it greatly. In fact, I think we need to give you a standing O. Here it is. wrong one! There you go. I hate it when I hit the wrong hotkey. Jeez. Okay, let's make this a favor. How about a standing O for all the road crews out there? I'm such an idiot, honest to God. I am such an idiot. God. All right, 740-325-1490. Give me a report. Let me know what it is like for you right now out there. Hold on. Big Willie 105.5. Hello? Hello?
Hey, my name is Jeremy. I'm on Route 7 heading to Moundsville. Roads are clear.
Excellent. Jeremy, thank you so much. What are you going to be doing in Moundsville?
Putting chains on mail vans.
Putting chains on mail vans?
Yes, sir.
God bless you. Thank you, Jeremy. Thank you so much. Drive carefully. All right. That's our first road warrior. Give us an update. 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Let us know what the roads are like where you are right now. And again, congratulations and thank you to all the road crews. You did outstanding work. But boy, last night, man, oh man, oh man, I was late for an appointment that I had, and one lane and all the different the wrecks, and it just, ugh, jeez. But the road crews were great. The sheriff's department's vehicles, I saw them out there as well. Cumberland Trail Fire Department, one of the best fire departments probably in the world. I think our people did a really, really, really good job, including this morning. The roads were in very good shape. I'm very, very pleased. Thank you all so very much. Again, Road Warriors, call in 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Let us know what it is like where you are right now. Give us an update. Give us a report. If you're driving one of those trucks, give us a call as well. Let us know where you are and how it is for you. Are you on 7? Are you on 70? Are you on 40? Are you on 2? Let us know, by all means. I can't get over, and a full disclosure, this bothers me no end, because I practice what I preach. Full disclosure, Herb Electric is a client for Dimitri 2020 LLC. I love these people, all except Klempa. He gets to be a pain sometimes. God. Anyway, but overall, I do love them. And Leslie and I, my current wife, purchased a Generac generator installed, purchased from Herb Electric and installed by Herb Electric, whole house generator. And they were fantastic, the way they set everything up and put everything in. It works great. And with all these power outages that we've been having over the last couple of days, and now with the snow and the freezing, I cannot tell you how happy I am to have a whole house generator installed by Herb Electric. You buy it from them, they install it. It is done professionally. It is the best possible work you could ever imagine. And now they've got low financing, special financing with low monthly payments. They're just absolutely terrific. There is no excuse for you now not keeping your family safe and secure. Herb Electric, they are the best. You call him, you say, Dimitri sent me. I want one of those whole house generators installed by Herb Electric, and they will take very, very good care of you. I mean, there is no excuse in this day and age for your family to be in the dark, to be cold, to have no hot water, to have all the food spoiled in the refrigerator. You can't use, your washing machine, your dryer, your lights aren't on, there's no Wi-Fi, no TV, no nothing. How on earth can you let this happen? Call Herb Electric. Get in touch with them. Say, Dimitri sent me. I want a whole house generator. I want to buy it from you, Generac. I want it installed by you, and I want to finance it as well. And they'll take very good care of you. They'll take very, very good care of you. All right. I just felt ahead. Don't get me started with these power companies. All they are is monopolies. They don't give a damn about you. All they care about is price fixing, having their buddies in government give them their new rates. They always make plenty of money. There's no competition, which means more and more power outages. because that's just the way they roll. You don't believe me? Just ask the thousands of people who are still without power here within the sound of my voice on these great radio stations. By the way, download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Also on the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM. The Mighty 1290 and the Sturdy 1430. Hold on, I hope I hit the right hotkey. It's the audio path of totality. My God, I got it right. All right, fine. Also, Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local is now the force multiplier of truth, because that's just the way I roll. In fact, it's on my business card. Or at least it will be in the next batch. You can also see the show. There's not much to see. There's just some high school graduates, some idiot talking into a microphone, and his mic flag includes a little yellow duck, courtesy of Nail City Jeep Club. Thank you, Miss Elvira. And so, but you can see it on Rumble. Rumble is like YouTube, only without the censorship. Dimitri spelled with three I's, D-I-M-I-T-R-I. Last name is Vassilaris, rhymes with Assilaris, but you add a V to it for, well, to clean it up. All right, so if you would do that, that would be great. Hello to everybody on Rumble right now. How you doing? All right, so we've got a break coming up here, but my God, so much stuff to share with you, including big news. Oh, boy, the tough talking, one of the toughest talking members of Congress, certainly in the House. He's almost up there with Lindsey Graham in the Senate and Josh Hawley, but he's not quite a Lindsey Graham, but he's pretty darn close when it comes to talking really tough on Fox News. Jim Jordan. Jim Jordan is coming to the Upper Ohio Valley. He is going to be talking at this year's Jefferson County Republican Party Lincoln Day dinner, and that'll be Thursday at St. Florian Events Center. And oh boy, we're so excited because tough talking Jim Jordan. And I mean, he is really, really, really good when it comes to tough talking. You see him on Fox News, usually without his jacket. Oh, look at me. I was a wrestler at Ohio State. And no, I don't know anything about Doc Strauss and turn your head and cough. No, no, no. I have no idea what that was about. But very tough talking. And always he's going to get to the bottom of things and he needs to check things out and he's going to be, you know, demand answers and blah, 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 blah. Just talk. Just empty talk on Fox News. They never challenge him. Do you know who is the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee? Hint, hint. I just mentioned his name. Jim Jordan. Tough-talking Jim Jordan. All these judges who are just going rogue, doing everything possible to destroy the Trump administration, although lately the Trump administration is pretty much doing it on its own. It doesn't need any help. And, yeah, we're going to talk about Bibi Netanyahu in just a little bit. I think he's dead. I do. But back to this. This tough-talking Jim Jordan, who's going to be in Jefferson County on Thursday, who's on Fox News all the time. Oh, I'm going to be talking really tough. And sometimes even sends stern letters. Yes, he does. He says he sends stern letters. Has done nothing. This is the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. All these judges who are doing everything possible to destroy the Trump administration, who are doing everything possible to overturn the election results, who are doing everything possible to undermine our republic. Jim Jordan, chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, has done nothing about him. Nothing at all. But he does go on Fox News, and he talks really, really tough, because he's really, really good at talking really, really tough. Nothing. And the media lets him get away with it, because it's all theater. That's all this is theater. If the Democrats weren't in charge, and whoever was in charge of the House Judiciary Committee, they would have been subpoenaing everybody and their brother. They'd be holding hearings. They'd be making life an utter and absolute hell for their opponents. Here we know that all these judges are doing everything possible to destroy our republic. And Jim Jordan, the pride of the Ohio State wrestling team, Jim Jordan, who is the chairman of the Judiciary Committee of the House of Representatives, who's on Fox News talking tough all the time, Jim Jordan does absolutely nothing. And he's going to be our guest. Whoop-de-doo.